The hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
All right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on my favorite two radio stations in the entire nation, of course. That would be 1400 AM KSBT in Sandpoint, 1450 AM KBFI in beautiful Bonner's Ferry, as well as NorthIdahoRadio.com. It's once again Wednesday, so cleverly or not, we call it North Idaho Wednesday, also known as North Idaho Hump Day. Time for yet another edition of Ricky's Top 10, the practically weekly Top 10 show where we take a subject that is at least somewhat pertinent to what's going on in that particular week. And what's going on? Well, let's take a little break from talking about the pandemic and politics and news and all that stuff. It's Thanksgiving time, for goodness sake. So today we'll bring, I know it doesn't really feel 100% like it, but we're getting there. And where was I? So today we'll bring you our Thanksgiving show, our annual Ricky's Top 10 Favorite Things About Thanksgiving. And seeing how there's nothing normal about anything here in 2020, Thanksgiving, for most of us, will be far from normal. It's usually the busiest travel time of the year, at least in the United States. You know, people heading home from college or whatever, see loved ones, relatives, and have large family gatherings. I read this morning that air travel is expected to be down 48%. Compared, it's still 2.8 million Americans are going to travel by air Thanksgiving weekend.
No thanks.
But still down about half. More people are driving to get to their destinations, although large gatherings are where most of the COVID is spreading, especially since we've moved indoors. So it's really weird. Of course, you know, there's going to be a holiday gathering to some extent, but we're advised to keep things low-key this year as COVID cases are obviously spiking at record levels all across the country and have grown enormously here in the Sandpoint and Bonner's Ferry area in the last month and continue to do so. So today will be our top 10 things that are different about Thanksgiving in 2020, mm-hmm. or something similar to that. Yeah. You know, when I grew up, we had a family of nine children. My parents had brothers and sisters, and they all had zillion kids, and so we had these Thanksgivings, you know, with grandparents and aunts, uncles, so on. About 60 people, I think 60, 70 people. I mean, it was huge.
Yeah.
And then, you know, then you growing up, we always had nice big Thanksgivings and had extended people who didn't have families or whatever. Right. They always came and did my heart good that years later, like, you and Jen's ex-boyfriends, even though they were exes, would still show up at Thanksgiving.
We always, for years, set a place for Seth, and he would just show up.
It was a tradition.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, Seth showed up one year, and it was just me. He's like, what are you doing here? Anyway, so that's going to be different. And then, you know, in recent years, since you've all grown up, we've done it at the Shook's house several times, and that grew to be too big for their house, and just not happening this year. And then your sister's in-laws have always had a great Thanksgiving celebration, but they have a huge extended
family.
So it's just all going to be really, really different. So that's what we're going to do today. It's Ricky's Top 10. If you're looking for something to do over Thanksgiving weekend, something different to do, Schweitzer is prepared to open. Depends on,
weather.
So we'll see if that happens. Just go to Schweitzer.com and stay updated on that. The downtown tree lighting has been canceled. Mm-hmm. It normally happens on the Friday after Thanksgiving, but I think that's a wise decision.
Still, the tree will be lit.
Yeah, the tree will be lit.
But there's not going to be a tree lighting celebration with Santa and the singing and all that stuff.
All of that. Yeah. So you're more than welcome to attend.
Right.
5:30, Jeff Jones Square. And then on Saturday after Thanksgiving is Small Business Saturday. Help support small businesses downtown. Come out and get your Christmas shopping done early. Find lots of great deals. And for more information, you can go to carousel.sandpoint@gmail.com. I haven't heard from the carousel people.
Me neither.
In like 6 or 8 or 9 months. Maybe we'll get back on track with that as things hopefully get better this spring and summer. Carousel.sandpoint@gmail.com for more information about Small Business Saturday on November 28th. Washington State came out with a study today that on COVID, mm-hmm. you know, trying to do the best they can of contract tracing.
Sure.
And they say that probably the worst thing to do is have large indoor gatherings and mostly parties, especially people who don't see each other on a regular basis. Right. You know, they're not from your household. So that's where they're finding most of the spread is happening. And interestingly, in that same study, that restaurants have proven to be relatively safe.
Interesting. Well, I mean, they are sanitizing everything all the time.
Yeah. They're sanitizing, and most of them in our area are doing this separating, you know, of 6 feet between tables and things like that. So just keep up the good work, and hopefully they can stay open, unlike Washington State. So we'll just have to see. Anyway, let's put all that behind us for right now. We'll be talking Thanksgiving. We'll be talking turkey,
yeah,
basically, on Ricky's Top 10, and we'll get to that right after this.
Farmers Insurance knows that the dense coat of a brown bear on a hot summer day can make a cool swimming pool look awfully inviting. And what happens next? Well, that can sound awfully destructive. And we covered it. Talk to a farmer's agent who knows a thing or two because they've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Call your local farmer's agent, Chris Martin, at 263-7407 or stop by 214 Cedar Street in Sandpoint.
Welcome back to the Raptors. I'm Roy. He's Stan. We're from Triple Play over in North Idaho.
Hey, I have some news. I got my new phone today.
Wouldn't that be breaking news?
Okay, funny guy. Not bad, Roy, not bad.
Seriously, how many phones have you broken at this point?
You know, 3 or 4 dozen or so.
How does one dinosaur break that many phones?
Accidentally kicking it into the wave pool, losing it in the dark on XD Dark Ride, watching it tumble into the water at mini golf, unintentionally crushing it while bowling.
I'd say I can't believe it, but I can. I totally can.
Do you have pockets? I don't either.
The Raptors are brought to you by Triple Play, where you can bowl, play laser tag, climb a ropes course, and splash around in Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park. Plus, it's all attached to a cozy hotel. Visit 3play.com.
I gotta show you this funny picture of my phone.
And score another for the wave pool.
Are you thinking of selling your home and want results? Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty was named the number one real estate brokerage in sales in Boundary County for 2019. To better serve you, they've opened a second location on Main Street in downtown Bonners Ferry. So if you're thinking of buying or selling your home, think local, think number one. Call Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty today. 208-267-8575. Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty on the South Hill and downtown Bonners Ferry. Coldwell Banker, that's the power of blue.
As this year draws to an end, most of us are looking ahead to better days. And Super One Foods wants to make sure your holidays are filled with all the magic and wonder you normally expect. We may not be hosting those big gatherings of family and friends, but we still want to enjoy our closest connections. And good food is always part of the equation. Stock up now and break out your favorite recipes to make meals to be savored or gifts of homemade treats. Whether it's pumpkin pie or a juicy turkey with stuffing, Super One Foods is ready to help you make this a season to remember. From the best selection of fresh produce to quality cuts of meat or everything you need to make a big batch of your favorite holiday goodies. At Super One Foods, we believe there's no room to compromise by giving you highest quality products at the best possible prices every day. Experience the difference at Super One Foods. And happy holidays from our family to yours.
North Idaho's Radio, KSPT and KBFI.
All right, we are back here on KSPT and at KBFI. I'm your host, Bob Witte. We're joined, of course, on Wednesdays by Ricky. Ricky's top 10, and in honor of Thanksgiving season, it's our top 10 things about Thanksgiving in 2020, because it's mm-hmm. such a weird year that most of our normal things have been canceled, postponed, changed, put off, and Thanksgiving really no exception for most of us. A lot of us people are still going to do whatever they normally do, but... Sure. it's being advised that we don't get together in big groups. So my number 10, if you don't mind if I start,
yeah.
One option would obviously be to just ignore the holiday altogether. you know, Derek, our engineer, was telling us during the break, they're doing lasagna this year, which is not the traditional Thanksgiving meal. I'm thinking about barbecued steak. I remember when you guys were little, I would try to convince you that the Pilgrims and Indians actually didn't have turkey and ham on Thanksgiving. They had barbecued chicken and ribs.
Right. Or enchiladas. You tried that
enchiladas were good. Yeah. Yeah. You know, the Pilgrims invented enchiladas. So many other things have been canceled this year. I'm not saying that's what I'm going to do or even suggesting that anybody just ignores Thanksgiving, but it is an option.
You know,
that's my number 10.
Some of my favorite Thanksgivings in LA, I basically did that, like lay around all day. And then my uncle and I would go out to the best one was Mel's Diner, just a cheesy, you know, diner in Hollywood.
There's a place called Mel's Diner?
Yeah.
That was a TV show.
Exactly. It's based on that. It's hilarious. And we ate veggie burgers and had root beer floats and listened to this table of Brits behind us make fun of how dumb Thanksgiving is. And I was like, this is the best Thanksgiving ever. It was really great.
That sounds good. I didn't know there was a Mel's Diner.
Yeah.
I remember that show vaguely. I remember Mel.
I don't even know that it's still open, but it was there for a minute. My number 10 is not necessarily different for 2020, but it's different because of 2020. I get to wear lipstick this year. I'm not going to see anyone outside of my immediate circle, which of course is still a big gathering because I live in the compound with all the shooks and people. So we're dressing up for Thanksgiving dinner because we see each other every day and we want to make it special. And so I get to like put on makeup and wear lipstick. And for any of the women who wear lipstick every day are used to it. And then you have to put on a mask. It doesn't work. So I'm really sad about this, but I haven't gotten to wear lipstick in 7 months. And I'm really excited that on Thanksgiving Day, I'm not going anywhere where I have to put on a mask. So I'm wearing lipstick as soon as I wake up in the morning.
Well, on the other side of that equation is I've been wearing lipstick lately because I wear the mask out in public. Nobody knows it.
Like, sure.
I can pull this off. This is awesome. Walking around Super One, you know. No, I'm just kidding. But if people are wondering, then how come you and the Shooks and everybody in the Boyer Avenue compound
right.
can see each other? It's because you all share the same backyard.
Yeah, exactly.
And you basically see each other every day and... It's been since through this whole COVID crisis.
We've been
crisis.
Quarantined with each other this entire
so
time.
It's completely safe. Just wanted to explain that.
Thank you.
So that's a good one.
Thank you.
Wearing lipstick.
Yeah.
Not on my list. My number 9 is really stupid. It's instead of having the traditional holiday meal and friends over, you could spend the entire day posting stupid stuff on Facebook.
I'm sure there will be millions of people doing that.
Facebook is out of control. I mean, I'm only on it because I love seeing my kids, what they're up to, and pictures of their cute little kitten. And here's what granddaughter did today. And friends, like, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad the election is over because it was getting out of control with people's politics. Like, you're not going to convince me because you came up with this BS stat, okay? Anyway, so posting stuff on Facebook because it is such a tremendous waste of time. And God knows we'll have lots of time this winter. So
that's a good one.
That's my number 9.
I like it. My number 9 is different from most Thanksgiving years because I've decided... just because I've been basically on a bender since March, to be sober this November. My birthday is December 1st. So from November 1st to December 1st, I am not going to drink. So this will be the first Thanksgiving in recent memory, at least, that I will not be, you know, drinking wine with breakfast.
Yeah, there was that joke. It's like, so what time do you start drinking? Last March.
Exactly.
You are not the only person. It's like most people, including myself. So, you have a birthday December 1st?
I do. Yeah, it's every year.
Huh.
I know. Yeah.
Interesting.
Right. Remember that when I was born? You were there.
Was I there?
Yeah, I think you were there. I'm only the second child, so you probably weren't paying attention.
Yeah, I was all about your older sister at the time. No, just kidding. Yeah, so good one. And glad to hear that you're going the whole month of November.
Thank you. Yeah.
Especially with so much drama going on in the world right now.
It was hard, I gotta say. But I made it through. I feel great. It's not a bad thing to do. I recommend it.
Good. Way to go. Can't wait for December 1st. Let's do our number eights before we take our next break. Sure. Number eight, this is just something I thought of a little while ago. If you love to cook Thanksgiving meal, which there are some people that look forward to it because it's an all-dayer. You know,
totally.
Turkey takes forever. Butterhorns have to rise. Blah, blah, blah. So if you love to cook Thanksgiving meals, but you're a little freaked out about having the big family and guests over into your house, you could make meals for other people. Maybe people who can't afford the traditional Thanksgiving meal, and just drop it off.
Yeah,
it could be a nice gesture.
Yeah.
Another thing that we just talked about before we came on the air is maybe we could still have time to do this,
right.
But our five or six households around here, everybody, you know, one person makes the dessert, one person does the turkey, and then we all share it without actually getting together to do that.
Right, just portion it all out.
Yeah.
And leave it on everyone's front porches.
So that's just a thought.
I like that. Mm-hmm.
That's my number eight.
That's a very good one.
Hey, by the way.
Yes.
Who's our special guest host this week? Did we not get one?
We didn't. Shoot.
So anyway, no one else was talking.
Thought it felt really spacious in here. I didn't even think about getting it. When you suggested this top 10, I didn't even bother thinking about a guest host.
Yeah.
I just thought we could handle this.
Good. Glad we explained that.
Much like a lot of Thanksgivings this year. Let's just pare it down. My number eight is, it's different to this Thanksgiving because I bought myself a new dress and I've never worn it before. I'm saving it for Thanksgiving. Even though, yes, the people who see me every day are the only people who are going to see the dress on Thanksgiving, I still feel like it's fun. It's an occasion. I get to dress up. And then I bought it as a holiday dress. It's a wool dress. So I can wear it again for my birthday and then probably on Christmas and New Year's and just wear it repeatedly this winter because I'm not going to see anybody.
And you could have people, I know you're not on Facebook, but you have people take pictures of you in your dress and your lipstick
true.
And post it on Facebook.
That's an excellent suggestion. Actually, the girl who did my hair yesterday, wearing a mask the whole time, both of us, and very spaced out,
you two are
suggested
spaced out, that's for sure.
That I take a selfie and send it to her. And I was like, yeah, I'm not a selfie. There's very few pictures of me out there. But perhaps I'll have somebody else take a photo of me this year.
That's good. Yeah. So to review, I'm Bob Witte. This is Ricky. It's Ricky's Top 10 for this week. A really different look at Thanksgiving, different than any Thanksgiving show we've had over the years.
That's true. There's no recipes in this show.
No,
I mean, so far.
You know, my favorite one was probably like 4 years ago with mm-hmm. Peter Michael.
Yeah.
And we talked about side dishes.
That was a good one.
That guy was hysterical. He was a great guest.
Yeah.
He's stuck in South America somewhere right now.
Yeah. Missed that guy.
maybe we'll get him next year. Anyway,
we're
going to take our next break. And when we come back, we'll continue with our Thanksgiving Ricky's top 10 things that are different or fun to do for Thanksgiving 2020. Stick around.
Hello, this is Nevin Neal, pastor of Bonners Ferry Baptist Church. The Bible says in James chapter 4, verses 13 through 15, "Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year, and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that." How these verses
Kinnick
bring
Sue
to
Feeds
light
is
our
your family
current
owned source
situation
for high quality non GMO feed in the Northwest. Kinnick Sue Feeds was founded by farmers and ranchers who know agriculture on a large and small scale, and only buy feed ingredients from reputable sources that they know and trust. Kinnick Sue Feeds knows what it takes to prepare your livestock for winter, so let them help you get just what you need for the colder months ahead, like bulk grain and hay. For more information, check out their website at KinnickSueFeeds.com. Or Kinnick Sue Feeds on Facebook.
Hello, this is Nevin Neal, pastor of Bonners Ferry Baptist Church. The Bible says in James chapter 4, verses 13 through 15, "Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year, and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that." How these verses bring to light our current situation in regards to the coronavirus. How many people have had their lives disrupted and their plans changed by something completely out of their control? What an opportunity we have to recognize and submit to the truth that the Lord Jesus Christ, our Creator, is ultimately in charge and not us. If I can be of service to you in any way, you can reach me personally by texting or calling 208-267-3746.
Hi, this is Lauren from Knutson Chevrolet. We are committed to your safety and security by offering vehicle pickup and delivery for service appointments. Buying a new vehicle has never been easier during the Knutson Cyber Sales Event this November. Head to Knutson.com to claim your cyber rebate. While you're there, check out a new 2020 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab LT 4x4, 17% off MSRP. You can buy it now for $41,440 plus tax and fees after rebates. One VIN only. Or a new 2020 Chevy Equinox all-wheel drive, 25% off MSRP, just $22,428 plus tax and fees after rebate, including $500 cyber cash. Former service loaner, one VIN only. VINs in our showroom. Offer expires November 30th. Find new roads at Knutson Chevrolet, minutes west of Coeur d'Alene, just a short drive east of Spokane at 1900 East Polston Avenue, Post Falls. Knutson Chevrolet, hard to say, easy to save.
Sandpoint is a unique collection of retailers, art galleries, and restaurants. DeLuna's is home of the Long Weekend Cafe and Gift Shop, now offering curbside service and delivery in Sandpoint. Plus, they have a great selection of unique gifts for the whole family. DeLuna's.
Winter is just around the corner, and Sharon's Hallmark is busy getting ready. Their holiday open house is November 6th through the 15th, and be sure to shop Small Saturday on November 27th. This holiday season, be sure to stop by Sharon's Hallmark in the heart of the Sandpoint Shopping District.
KBFI 1450, KSPT 1400, and 97.1 FM.
All right, we are back, our annual Thanksgiving show here on Ricky's Top 10. And we are, 2020, just everything mm-hmm. is different than it's been in a normal year. And this year has been anything but normal. So it's our top 10 things about different things and ways to celebrate in different ways our Thanksgiving weekend, which is nearly upon us. My number 7 is it's an item that has made a lot of my top 10 lists over the years.
Caddyshack?
It's really simple. No, it's not Caddyshack.
Whoa.
But that's a good idea. I'm going to watch Caddyshack on Thanksgiving.
Drinking beer?
Yeah. Good guess. My number 7 is beer. Problem solved.
I like it.
What could go wrong?
Great solution. Opposite of my sober November.
Well, I have to warn you, before you said your sober thing, I had already written down my number 7 beer. So,
I hope that you had made your list before we started.
And
the
it's
show,
not for everybody, but it's sure. I've liked it. I've enjoyed it since I was 10 years old. So there you go. In fact, I probably haven't gone an entire month. Anyway, that's my number 7.
Anyway, my number 7 is because typically I go to the Shooks last. There's a couple of different things that we traditionally do, you and I, on Thanksgiving, and I'll typically drop you off and then go to the Shooks and have dessert and hang out and play games because they like to do things late. But since this is the only Thanksgiving dinner that I'm having this year, late dinner time, like they eat Thanksgiving dinner at dinner time, like regular dinner time. Most people
go
like we
early.
Always ate Thanksgiving at like 2 or 3 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
But they wait until like 6 or 7, like dinner time.
Man, no wonder they stay up so late.
Exactly. I know. It's a whole thing with me. I eat dinner at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon and everyone else in the whole compound eats dinner at like 9 p.m.
Wow.
I just can't do it.
I've never been able to eat dinner that late and just go to sleep. In fact, during the week, I don't even eat dinner.
Exactly.
Lunch is my, I love breakfast.
Yeah.
And lunch is my main meal of the day. It's kind of a European way of doing things.
Right.
But especially Thanksgiving dinner.
Exactly.
When we would go to the in-laws, it was like at 2.
Right. And that's how it should be, in my opinion.
And
but
then
that
makes it eligible. Then you and I would go to stop by other friends' houses.
Several different houses.
See what they had and eat their dessert or whatever. Yeah. And then you could drop me off because I go to bed hours before anybody else. So good one.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting this year, eating
really
dinner
different.
At dinner time.
So what would you do if in your Boyer Avenue compound that we've already discussed, if someone just shows up, because that's what's happened traditionally at the Shooks.
Right.
If one of their friends shows up with their kids and their husband and they live in Spokane or something, that's going to be an awkward situation.
Yes. Well, Patty Shook, the matriarch of the family, has already called all of the regular people, especially the ones with kids, and said, we're not having people over this year. She's made Lori was just in Portland and John Craigie and had them get COVID tests the day before they left to come here.
Good.
So I think we have it pretty buckled down. There is always, you never know, the surprise guest that might show up. But I think it'll just be, we've had this awkward conversation with everyone. I think it'll just be another awkward conversation. We're like, nice to see you, but you gotta go.
And people got to understand that.
Exactly.
So, moving on, my number six is listening to Thanksgiving music. And I have some suggestions.
Okay.
To me, in my generation, probably the most obvious Thanksgiving song is about 18 and a half minutes long. Came out in 1967. And it's Alice's Restaurant.
It's a very good one.
And when if I you're had thinking, what does that have show, to do with Thanksgiving? It was all based on Thanksgiving dinner that couldn't be beat.
Exactly.
In fact, when Arlo was here 3 or 4 years ago at the festival at Sandpoint, he did the entire Alice's, which he hadn't been doing for years. He was just so sick of it after all these years. But, and it was great, by the way, hanging out with Arlo Guthrie backstage. And I told him, hey, I'm the MC here. You know, it's nice to meet you. How would you like to be introduced? And he goes, what? Because most artists, Derek knows this, are very, very specific. Oh, you have to thank Capitol Records or whatever. He just goes, hey, whatever you want, just make it short and sweet. So I just said something to the effect of, you know, American folk hero icon or whatever, Arlo Guthrie. And so I'm walking off the stage, he's walking on, and he looks at me and goes, that was short and sweet.
Oh.
It was great. So anyway, that's Alice's perfect. Restaurant, a tradition in our house anyway, listen to on Thanksgiving. There's also Mary Chapin Carpenter has a great song called The Thanksgiving Song. We Are Family, Sister Sledge.
Oh, good one.
It was also the theme of the last time the Pittsburgh Pirates were in the World Series, if some old-timers remember that. Johnny Cash, I don't remember this song, but he has a song called The Thanksgiving Prayer.
Oh, interesting.
Ray Davies from the Kinks, one of my all-time heroes, has a Thanksgiving Day song. Billie Holiday, a classic, Autumn in New York. Philip Phillips, who was here in this very studio a couple years ago, has a song called Home, which is very appropriate for Thanksgiving. Green Day, your favorite.
Green Day.
Has a Macy's Day Parade song.
Oh, interesting.
Ray Charles and James Taylor.
Really?
It's an odd pairing.
Yeah.
They did a song together called Sweet Potato Pie.
Oh, okay.
And
I'm writing these down so I can take credit for my playlist on Thanksgiving.
So Sweet Potato Pie, check. I guess they both have Southern roots. So.
Sure.
Bing Crosby, who has Spokane and Sandpoint roots. I've got plenty to be thankful for. The Cranberries.
Sure. Just anything.
Just any, yeah, that's also pleasant and cheerful. No, there was an Ode to My Family.
Oh,
kind of a family song. Yeah. James Brown has an old classic called Do the Mashed Potato.
Sure.
This is a little bit of a stretch, but remember Neil Young's song Harvest Moon?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of it's appropriate for Thanksgiving. Apple Peaches Pumpkin Pie.
Ah, good one.
Top 40 hit back in the 60s. Jay and the Techniques. And then a classic from Nat King Cole, Autumn Leaves.
Good one.
And from the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, the Thanksgiving theme. Oh,
duh.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you have it. One of my suggestions you do this year, Thanksgiving, is listen to Thanksgiving music. You can
do it
all day.
I very easily could have just asked you for this list after the show, but I wrote all of those down as you were saying.
Right here.
Just realized that. We're really on top of things today.
So what's your number six?
Oh, thanks for asking. My number six is another weird one. Like you said, we called all the people that normally come to the Shooks. I'm not going to see my sister and her kids for dinner. There won't be any kids at Thanksgiving dinner for the first time since Julia had her kid. Like in 10 years, there has always been a kid at Thanksgiving dinner. And there won't be one this year.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's weird.
But I will talk about later on down the list what we may be doing to be together on Thanksgiving. So.
And I guess technically the Shooks parents are there, so we're the kids, but it's not like little kid, you know what I mean? It's not like, I don't know, it'll feel weird.
Yeah.
No kids' table.
God, I hated the kids' table. I told you about my Thanksgiving, 60-plus people, and we literally had like two or three kids' tables. And when you're like 11 and 12, you're like, come on.
Yeah. That's the whole thing, is that you're always still lumped in with the little kids, and you're like, oh, this is excruciating. It's the worst.
Especially, I always felt sorry for myself, because we had 9 kids, and I was number 5, so I was in the middle.
Yeah.
So the tweener between the old kids, who I related to, and the little kids, who I loathed.
Right.
anyway. Yeah. Moving right along, my number 5 things to do this particular Thanksgiving is watch Thanksgiving-based movies.
Good one.
And I came up with several of them. There's a Muppets Turkey Hollow.
Really?
The aforementioned Alice's Restaurant.
Yes.
Which I told you the song came out in 67, 2 years later, 69. Strangely enough, right after Woodstock and Arlo's single most famous appearance, the movie Alice's Restaurant came out. Which was based in 1965. The true story of Arlo Guthrie, you know, he's from back east, like Boston area, but he had long hair and stuff for 65. So his parents, Woody Guthrie, sent him to University of Montana in Missoula, Montana, to go to college to kind of straighten him out.
Huh.
It didn't work.
No. I know. We'll send our unruly son to the Wild West.
Yeah, that was
That's
kind
a
of
great
the
plan.
That was the thing. Well, they'll kick his butt back in Montana. But
okay.
Anyway, so he dropped out of school, went back, and hooked up with some friends who had bought an old church, and they were living in it. Mm-hmm. And it was Alice and her husband, and they had a Thanksgiving dinner. And then the next day they did it again, had another Thanksgiving dinner that couldn't be beat. And then they ended up having all this trash, and it was Thanksgiving Day. So they were going to take the trash to the city dump, and they get there, and because it's Thanksgiving, the dump is closed. Mm-hmm. So they're like, what do we do with our trash? So they look down, and, you know, they took their shovels, rakes, and other implements of destruction, and they couldn't get into the dump, but they looked down over this cliff, and they saw somebody else had had the same problem and just threw their garbage down over the cliff. So Arlo's figuring, well, rather than bring their garbage all the way up here, we'll just throw ours down there with it.
Uh-huh.
So that's where it all started, and he got arrested.
Uh-huh. And they had to pick up all the garbage. Obed,
and then they had to pick up the garbage, and then he went off on his draft-dodging story in the Group W bench, and the rest is history. So I actually, on Thanksgiving Day, I'm going to watch Alice's Restaurant. Some more other suggestions you can get on Netflix or whatever, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Fun.
It's Steve Martin and John Candy, an odd couple just trying to get home for Turkey Day.
Nice one.
Classic back in 87. Rocky is a prime example of a Thanksgiving film that isn't a Thanksgiving film. it doesn't even really include, except in one of the final scenes, there's a turkey being thrown out the window.
Wow.
So I think
that's more of a stretch than Die Hard being a Christmas movie.
How about You've Got Mail? It's set on and around Thanksgiving.
Sure.
Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks.
Funny, because it's actually based on a movie that's a Christmas movie, Shop Around the Corner.
Yeah, but, you know, Meg Ryan gets to do whatever she wants.
Sure.
Holly Hunter in Home for the Holidays.
Personal favorite. I love that movie.
Yeah, see? And you were saying there's no Thanksgiving movie.
That's the one Thanksgiving movie I can ever think of is Home for the Holidays.
How about Grumpy Old Men?
Oh.
It's about Thanksgiving, but it certainly is a Thanksgiving feel about it. As you just kind of fall in love with the characters, Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau, as old people like me. It's just a suggestion. Scent of a Woman, which is set around Thanksgiving.
That is. I forgot about that.
Let's see. Hannah and Her Sisters.
Don't watch that movie.
Well, it's a Woody Allen movie.
It's not a good one.
It says right here in the review, like it or not, it's very much a Thanksgiving movie. So you don't like it, but it's still Thanksgiving. And, of course, the classic Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, The Big Chill. They gather around at Thanksgiving time.
Nice.
I've never seen Adam's Family Values, but it was on.
Oh, yeah.
This has something to do with Thanksgiving.
That's a good one, yeah.
And let's see, I think this is from Variety Magazine. Their number one Thanksgiving meal, Funny People, starring Adam Sandler.
Oh.
I don't know it.
Me neither.
Anyway, those are just suggestions. And my number 5 on top 10 things about what to do on Thanksgiving. We're going to take our final break, and we come back, Ricky and I will do our your top five and then our 4, 3, 2, and 1 right after this.
All right.
Don't miss the annual Christmas Fair at the Bonner County Fairgrounds this Saturday and Sunday. There'll be close to 100 vendors on hand featuring unique handmade gifts by local artisans, delicious treats, Santa's workshop, kids' activities, and Christmas fun. There's also a gingerbread house competition to benefit the Bonner Community Food Bank. The Christmas Fair is open Saturday from 9 to 4 and Sunday 10 to 3, and admission is free. For more information, go to bonnercountyfair.com. Hope to see you there for the Christmas Fair at the Bonner County Fairgrounds this weekend.
Come to the annual Mennonite Craft and Bake Sale this Saturday, the 21st, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. They'll have woodcrafts, quilts, wall hangings, wreaths, signs, handcrafts, fried cheese curds, kettle corn, pies, bread, dinner rolls, cheese, and so much more. Come hungry for a hearty homemade breakfast from 8 to 10 a.m. or lunch from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The merchandise is donated and all proceeds will benefit the Kootenai Valley Mennonite School. Just head 3 miles north of Bonner's Ferry to 782 Moonshadow Road. We'll see you there.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. It's time for our annual food drive. For the month of November, you can get a 1995 oil change with a donation of at least 2 cans of food. Without a donation, an oil change will be $24.95 and $5 of that will be donated to the food bank. Please remember our certified techs work on all makes and models, including Subaru and Toyota. Call today to schedule an appointment. Pierce Auto Center.
When it comes to getting a good night's sleep, all mattresses are not created equal. Hi, this is Jody for Sandpoint Furniture. I have over 25 years in the sleep business, helping people find their perfect comfort level. I would like to invite you to test rest the new Beautyrest mattress. I think you'll love it. Beautyrest is designed to give you the comfort and support you need, and their airflow feature helps you sleep cooler every night. When you sleep cooler, you sleep better. Right now, take advantage of our All-American sale. Great pricing on the entire Beautyrest line. Sandpoint Furniture stocks over 500 pieces right here in Ponderé. You could be sleeping better tonight. Sandpoint Furniture Carpet One works hard every day to be your hometown furniture and flooring store. Sandpoint Furniture, find us on Bonner Mall Way, just off Highway 95 or Highway 200 in Ponderé. Or check us out at sandpointfurniture.com.
North Idaho's Radio and Parker Subaru are teaming up for the 4th annual Sandpoint High School New Car Raffle. Help Sandpoint High School students reach their goal with your purchase of new car raffle tickets. And on January 8th, you could be driving a new 2020 Subaru Crosstrek Premium. Last year, students raised over $58,000. Get your $5 new car raffle ticket from any Sandpoint High School student. Sponsored by Parker Subaru and North Idaho's Radio. See our schedule, check our helpful links, or stream us anywhere. All at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, Ricky's top 10, our annual Thanksgiving show. It's like everything else in 2020, a really different Thanksgiving show than compared to anything else we've done in the past 2 years on Wednesdays. And we are at your number five.
My number five is, I mentioned earlier in the late dinner time, my number seven, but my number five is that we're only going to one Thanksgiving dinner. Normally, you and I go to Julia's in-laws and Julia's house and my aunt and uncle's house, and I usually stop by the Hagedons and then the Shooks, finally, after I drop you off so that you can go to bed at 4 p.m. because we've had five Thanksgiving dinners already. Like, it's
reference my number seven, beer.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. And so this year will be very different, that I'm having one Thanksgiving meal. I don't have to go anywhere. I don't have to put shoes on. Like I said, we are dressing up, so I'll probably have nice shoes on that I don't have to wear in the snow. But like, it's a whole different game this year. I can just relax and stay in one place.
And maybe we'll learn something from that. It's like, you know, it's pretty fun to just chill.
Yeah.
Stay at home. Anyway, a good one. My number four, thanks for asking, is traditional in the United States is to watch football. Mm-hmm. It's easy to safely do that.
Totally.
In case you're wondering, on Thanksgiving Day, Bob, who is on this year? Well, early game on Thanksgiving morning, Chicago Bears at Detroit Lions. You know, that game's always in Detroit.
Okay.
And Chicago Bears and Detroit Lions, kind of classic black and blue division.
Totally.
And if you grew up watching that game, remember John Madden, who was the play-by-play guy back then, and he would have his turducken every year.
Gross.
And every year it got weirder. Like, he used to just show off his turkey and give the MVP the leg or whatever. Then he got into the turducken with a duck inside of a turkey, which is really gross.
The chicken inside of it.
Yeah, all of that. And then one year he came out, instead of just two normal legs, they were had like eight of them sewn on there. It was just like...
Gross.
Every year, this guy gets weirder. But he was great, John Madden. Anyway, in the midday game, NFL game, Buffalo Bills and Dallas Cowboys. Bills have been on TV a lot this year. Followed by the New Orleans Saints without Drew Brees, by the way.
Dang it.
He has got a broken rib and collapsed lung.
Whoa.
So the Saints without Brees against the Atlanta Falcons. None of these games are particularly attractive to me. I mean, I'm a sports fan. And then if you're looking for college football on Thanksgiving Day, Ole Miss and Mississippi State will be playing. And I believe, isn't it Mississippi State where Mike Leach is now? So if you're a Mike Leach fan, you'll see him on national TV. That's my number four.
That's my number four, too.
Watching football?
No. the one show that I do enjoy watching is typically the weekend after Thanksgiving. It's right before my birthday. The Shook Twins do their annual Giving Thanks show at the Canada as a fundraiser. They were going to do it with a limited audience this year, which was a great idea until we rolled back to stage two. So now they are doing it in their living room. So on the one hand, I'm super bummed. Don't get to go to the Canada and watch this amazing show. It's my favorite of the whole year. But I do get to have a personal live concert with John Craigie and the Shook Twins in their living room and be behind the camera enjoying this. So you still can tune in to Facebook on the 28th and watch it and donate to the Panada. They still want to raise funds for them, but trying to do it as safely as possible.
Yeah, and I'm actually really proud of the girls and John Craigie and everybody involved with the show to cancel the live. I know they were going to limit it immensely, but still it's very responsible to say we're just not going to have an audience
exactly.
at all because the numbers are not good around here. So yeah, really look forward to watching that.
Yeah.
And every year, of course, they would play one show at the Panada, and then they'd go up to Bonner's Ferry and do a show there.
Exactly,
so
yeah.
I know folks in Bonner's Ferry. I mean, that always sells out in Bonner's every year. They don't get a lot of live entertainment like that in Bonner's Ferry.
And the Pearl actually just announced it's officially not reopening for the rest of the year. So
yeah,
that wasn't even a chance.
That makes sense. So, folks in Bonner's and Sandpoint, of course, you can watch it on YouTube, Facebook, YouTube?
I believe so.
Yeah, so just look for the... Google the Shook Twins.
Go to the Shook Twins website,
All right, good one. That's your number four. My number three, seeing how we're going to be chilling, and I think we're going to be doing a lot of this all winter, is just read by the fire.
Nice one.
Just, joined a book club the last day or two, and I went out and got that book, and so far I love it. So
I did lend you David Sedaris's Holidays on Ice last year for Christmas, so maybe you could read that. It's a very good holiday book.
I started that. I don't know. I wasn't in the mood for it, but thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I will do that. Very good. So Read by the Fire, my number three thing to do for Thanksgiving.
Excellent. My number three is also something I think we'll be doing a lot this year, especially since you just joined our sibling book club, is Zooming with the family. Obviously, we have a ton of relatives that are out of town, and normally we all call each other one at a time, and it's like a four-hour ordeal. So this year, we're all going to Zoom with each other and get it all done at once.
Are you cheating? Did you look at my list ahead of time?
Is that your
number two?
No way!
And I'd done a little bit of Zooming in a past life, business-wise, but it was mostly conference calls, not so much on computer. But everybody's learned all about Zoom this particular year. Just about every meeting was on Zoom last spring and in the summer, and then some of us started getting back together, and now we're all back to Zoom. And on my birthday at your sister's house, it brought cousins and relatives of mine I hadn't talked to in years, and we're all Zoomed together.
I was surprised.
It was really, really fun.
That was
so
awesome.
That's my number two as well. And you can, like you said, instead of, I got to call Aunt Linda and I got to call my brother Mike, just all get together and have one big conference call. It's
super
it's
fun.
Awesome.
Yeah. My number two is every year somebody in the family, it's typically my brother when he's in town or one of the aunts, anyone else besides me makes my grandpa Opa's traditional butter horns. It's a sort of a crescent roll that he makes from scratch.
Old school crescent roll.
Old school crescent roll. Yeah, they're so good. And it's my favorite part of the Thanksgiving meal. And I have never made them before, but it's up to me this year. I'm the only witty attending this Thanksgiving dinner, so I have to do it. And I am incredibly nervous. I'm sweating just thinking about making these butter horns, but I'm making butter horns this year.
Well, here's a pro tip.
Yes.
From your brother, Willie. Because 2 years ago, if you recall Thanksgiving, somehow he got in charge of making butter horns.
Yeah.
He was sweating it because he had no... He doesn't
cook. It's a lot of pressure. I know.
And it's an all-day process.
Yes.
I mean, it sits for hours and stuff.
Punch it.
But he nailed it. They were delicious. So if Willie can do it, you got this.
That's what he said. I texted him for the...
And then, you know, if it's not working, of course, you have a really good friend who owns a bakery.
Totally, yeah.
Maybe she can bail you out. I don't know.
Maybe.
We're to our number one thing to do in this Thanksgiving in the weirdest year of all time. And this isn't such a weird thing, but it's something we did for your sister's birthday recently. And I'm kind of hoping that one way or another we do the same type of thing is have a fire pit, make a fire, and have a few of your close friends or people you get together for like a cocktail hour or a beer and just bundle up, go outside where it's relatively safe as opposed to hanging out in the dining room or living room.
Right.
And this way you get to still see, you know, aunts and uncles and grandkids and stuff and do it safe distancing. And it's kind of become for us like a holiday Thanksgiving tradition.
Exactly.
We're hardy from North Idaho.
Right.
We can go outside.
I'm not afraid of a little weather.
Yeah. So anyway, just get a fire pit and load it with wood. And thanks for all the firewood
last weekend. Yeah, that's what I've been stocking up on wood. We've divvied it out to everyone in our neighborhood so we can all stand in each other's yards and have fires all winter. Still see each other.
She showed up at my house a week ago Thursday and said, "Dad, I got a quart of wood in the truck." I was like, "How North Idaho is that?"
Right?
Anyway, what's your number one?
My number one, the most different thing this year, and I think you suggested we could drop food off at each other's houses, and maybe you could do this for me still, because I'm really sad about not having Bob Woody's mashed potatoes at Thanksgiving dinner. I don't eat a lot of the things that you enjoy cooking, meat-wise, that is, but your mashed potatoes are my hands-down number one favorite thing at all of our barbecues and holiday meals, and I don't get them this year, and I'm super sad about it.
So do you want like an individual portion? Or?
Yeah, that'd be great. We do have somebody in the household designated to make mashed potatoes, but they are not going to be the same.
Well, with that having been said, with my steak,
yes,
my new tradition on Thanksgiving, I will make mashed potatoes and have them delivered
Amazing. To
your compound. Well, that is our Thanksgiving show for this year. Highly different than the past years, but... Everything's been different here in the year of COVID 2020. Hopefully, if we all hunker down and be safe and be smart all winter, that spring things can get back to normal-ish and next summer and have all the traditional events and get together with friends and family and stuff. So with all of that having been said, hope you have a great Thanksgiving.
Thanks, you too.
Hope everybody out there in listener land does as well. Just stay safe and stay warm and enjoy your turkey day and... stuff like that. We've got another minute. Is there anything else you would like to add, Ricky?
Not particularly, but I am really excited about this fire pit idea. And I think that if you've heard Bob Woody's phone dinging this whole time, it's the family getting together on Thanksgiving. So I'm really excited about that. And I just want to encourage everybody to go out and have fires in each other's backyards. I've been seeing more and more of them around the neighborhood, and I think it's great. That's the way we get to safely see each other all winter. And it's fun, too.
It's a tradition in your house to go to the annual Christmas tree lighting in Jeff Jones Square, it has officially been, like, not an official big event like it normally is.
We weren't able to permit it, and they're not going to have free hot chocolate or soup or anything.
But they're still going to have the lighting. It
right.
begins at 5:30, so if you're so inclined and safe distance when you go downtown and do it for your kids, and it's still going to happen on a Friday night.
And it will still kick off our annual holiday window decorating competition with the downtown businesses.
Where can you find out more about that?
You can find out more about that. That's a really good question. We don't have anything listed yet. I'll put it on our website, sandpointchamber.com. It'll be up there shortly.
That'll be great. Look forward to that. And happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We'll be back in here the following week after Thanksgiving and do all of our December top tens. And it's coming on Christmas.
Yeah.
So looking forward to that. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.